Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yes, Kevin. This is C.R. Parsibor. I'm calling in regards of the mail I received from you for working capital.
Okay.
Well, I like what you are offering, and I'd like to see if I can take advantage of it.
Okay, sounds good. What type of business are you? What do you do?
Well, we are both in manufacturing and importing and marketing, you know, in the handbag and leather goods.
Okay.
Yeah, we do some manufacturing here in Texas, and we do import from Italy, and we do have a retail store, but we also wholesale to other retailers.
Okay.
We like to expand our marketing and our wholesale program.
Okay. So how much are you looking for? And is this for inventory? Are you trying to buy a container of goods to ship over, or what's your plan?
In the wholesale, really, the way it works, we have to have some inventory on hand. But what we do, we go to trade shows. We go to, you know, we plan to go to Las Vegas, to New York. And hopefully we are looking to catch bigger fish, and then we got to have finances to be able to deliver the goods. Our manufacturing cost is paid up front, and then retailers, you know, there is a dilemma there, and by time, you know, the goods are delivered, and you know, then we are paid, and so there is a bridge there.
Okay. And I'm sorry, how much are you looking for?
We are looking to in the tune of $200,000 to $300,000.
Okay.
That would get us rolling.
Sounds good. And how soon are you looking to obtain this working capital?
Yes.
Pardon me?
We are actually have two different programs, two different needs, because we like to upgrade our factory.
Okay.
We need a different kind of loan for that, but this loan I'm discussing with you, this is for working, for import, trade shows, and, you know, delivery and production, and for that port. The factory upgrade, it has its own need. You know, we are talking to local banks about that.
Well, what are the needs? What are the specific? Are you talking about equipment or?
Well, we have 22,000 square foot of buildings and all the equipments, and you know, the buildings we like to do some restoration on the building and replacing some equipments and just, you know, dressing it up. So that has a different kind of need, but this our wholesale program is really import and then distribution, and you know, we got to be able to go to trade shows, and if we are in trade shows and we receive orders, we want to make sure that we can deliver.
Okay. Now, you know, as I'm sure you're running into, it's very difficult to get your local regional bank to offer a commercial loan nowadays, right? Have you noticed that?
We are working with this small bank here that, you know, because we have assets and we have real estate and improvements that are free and clear, so they are looking at that kind of collateral.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I've been doing this for 16 years, and it's, I've only heard maybe one time any of my clients in the last 12 to 18 months saying that their bank is offering them funding, or that they actually came through on a loan that they were, you know, working on. They just don't seem to want to lend to small businesses nowadays.
Well, it is hard. It is hard. And so far we have been just keeping it at the level we can operate. But, you know, we are looking for funds so we can crank up the local production. But so that is really, that factory does local production. But our import is different. You know, we are just buying, importing, and selling. So we only do warehousing. Also at the factory location, we use a portion of the building for the inventory and distribution and so forth. So that's why there are two different loans, two different need that we have. It's much. We are hoping if we expand our import and wholesale, then the cash flow would help us to do the other one. You know.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you at?
Well, what I would suggest, I'm in California. What I would suggest would be to allow me to take a look at kind of the big picture, all of the needs, and propose, you know, our best offer to handle all of those needs. The expansion, you know, I need a little bit more detail as far as the expansion, what that entails, where the money's going as far as equipment and leasehold improvements and that type of thing. I know that you're looking for about $200,000 to $300,000 for inventory, cash for inventory for import.
Well, it's import. It's not all inventory. It is partial inventory. Partial cost of trade shows are expensive.
Sure.
The good thing about the wholesale market, that we have already developed our products, and we do have a small inventory. But at the wholesale market, we don't need a lot of inventory, but we do need to be able to make promises if we go on to the trade shows and write orders. We have to be able to fulfill the orders.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I understand completely.
Yeah, okay. So one is marketing import and marketing, and the other one is, you know, improvement of the local facilities. We have a history. Our company has a history, and it's important for us. Although we went to Italy with the highest quality. This is pretty upscale products. You know, it's very well finished. We are comparable to any of the top brands, known brands. This company is an old company. It's been around since 1946 that we acquired this company a few years back. So it's important to have some local production, and we like to maintain that local production. But we put our emphasis on European goods, because, you know, Italians, they're hard to beat when it comes to the fashion and handbags and leather goods. Italians are just, you know, number one. And so we took our production to Italy, and they are doing good work for us. So if we can, we do have a big picture. We have a whole idea that we like to do this department, and we like to do that department. I kind of split it because, you know, it may be easier to find the capital this way. And if you like to look at the whole thing, I'd be glad to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is it all under one corporation, or are they separated between the manufacturers?
No, they are not. They are not. Although we own all of them. I mean, it's my family. It's me and another member of my family. And we are suggesting we are because we are also talking to few private individuals for investments. For that matter, we are proposing that we would put it in different LLCs if necessary. In typically with some private investors that we felt like some people don't like to get involved with the manufacturing, but they are comfortable with the import and marketing and vice versa. We did propose for our private investment reasons that we would consider to separate them. But at the moment, they are all under our name, and they are all free and clear. We, so far, you know, we have been operating on, you know, personal resources. But we have to transfer the assets to LLC that we are in process of doing that. But we could do it in one or two, you know. We haven't done it.
Okay. All right, sounds good. What would you say your average deposits are looking like into your business checking account?
Well, we are probably averaging, you know, last couple of years. This is due to, you know, just local sales and one retail store that we have. And this is local, and we are doing very little on our website. And so it's probably less than 20,000.
Less than 20,000, you said?
Yes.
Per month, okay. And that's total for all
facets of the business? Know, this is local. You know, reason we are looking to go to the, you know, we have been doing local business while we were getting our products ready to go to a greater market. You know, we haven't been in New York and we haven't been in Las Vegas. We've been there to look, see what do we have to do. But now I think we have the product lines to crank it up and go to these places to, you know, the upside of this business is in the national sales and it is in the wholesale going into the, you know, bigger stores and department stores. So that's what we are looking for, to have finances to be able to do that, to go there. But our current cash flow is really based on a small retail store that we have near our factory, and so that is that doesn't speak for the potential that we are trying to get into, you know. We do have a sales office in Dallas, but Dallas is very limited. I think the bigger trade shows right now, they are, you know, at the two end of the country, New York City and Las Vegas. And we kind of groomed ourselves and the product line to go there, but we haven't done it. We need capital to do that, to take that step.
Well, I'm just trying to kind of bounce some options around here. I'm trying to figure out what you know, what I can qualify you for based on kind of those deposits and bank accounts, because...
Well, yes, our cash flow is lean. Our deposits are small, but we have assets and collateral, and if that helps.
Can you say that again? I lost you.
I mean, our deposits are small. This is a young business, and we haven't captured the wholesale market yet, but we do have assets and collateral. If that helps.
Okay. It may. It very well may. Let me see here. Do you see the reservation code on that form?
Oh, this one. Well, okay. Yes, it's 2411 dash 4201 dash 0016 dash 7242. Sorry. I don't know where did they get my name, but
It looked like you had obtained a loan through Kubota.
oh, that's how they got it. Okay.
And we do a lot of work with them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. How do I pronounce your first name?
Sia, I go by Sia, SIA.
Okay, you just leave the MAK off.
Right. It
Okay.
makes the life easier.
Okay, and what is a good email for you?
It is Sia at collinsoftexas.com. Collins, Collins of Texas.com. By the way, if you want to look up, that is the company has a website. That's collinsoftexas.com.
Okay.
We do have a website, and you can see kind of the products we have.
And what is the best phone number for you?
210-296-5080.
Okay, and is that an office line or is that your mobile?
No, this is my cell phone.
Okay.
I roam around a lot.
I am sending you an email right now, which will
And
have my
what was
contact
your
information.
name? What
Pardon
was
me?
your name?
Kevin?
Your name? Kevin, okay. Yeah.
I'm sending you an email right now with my direct phone number. That way you'll have my email as well. And then I'm going to send you a form for you to fill out. I'm going to send two actually. One is for working capital program and one is for equipment financing. It's two separate departments here, so a lot of the information is the same, but I need the forms filled out separately.
We do have a lot of equipment so we don't need a lot of new equipment. We have probably $500,000 or more of equipment, that mostly everything we need. Most of the capital I need for there is a little remodeling in the building, and upgrading the building, and that kind of improvement.
I understand. Do you have your 2015 tax return completed?
My personal.
Personal and business for 15.
Well, the business we are doing mainly is on, yes, we do have it on a retail store, retail operation, but personal, I hardly pay. I don't pay too much taxes.
No, that's fine. I mean, we're not concerned about that. We're just looking at, for that dollar amount, we're looking at, trends and a lot of other things, ownership breakdown. I don't have to have the 15 tax return. I'm going to need 2 years tax returns though, so I just wanted to figure out which ones I should
Now,
request.
my yeah, it is my well, we can, this is a this last couple of years of the business, we can show you that one. But myself, I just don't show a lot of I don't I don't pay much taxes.
Okay. And just know, I mean, my job is to get the loan approved. So, you know, anything that I receive that is not going to help you get approved, I'm not going to use.
Well, actually, for the business loan, it's not myself alone. So it's two of us. It's me and my partner. She has a more active role in the business than I do. But send me the forms and see. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, no problem.
We don't show a lot of cash flow. If we did, we wouldn't be looking too far. But we do have a lot of assets.
All right, perfect.
The proposal that I have with someone that is looking to raise some capital for us through private investors, you know, that one we put it all together. We are looking at $2 million to do the whole thing to improve our real estate, trades, manufacturing, and you know, hiring new staff. So we put that together. That looks like, you know, we are asking about $2 million. See if we can get some private money. But
okay.
But now, I think this would, if I'm looking for a simpler way, because the bigger picture, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Yeah, the bigger picture is more complicated. It takes longer. And that's one reason we decided to look into two different packages. And because this working capital, it helps us a lot, you know, once we go to the market with our import business and distribution, this is a very quick turnaround. So I don't want to hold this operation, you know, because the other part takes longer. In this one we are looking at, we can be in New York in January and we can be in Las Vegas in February. This is very much simpler and quicker for us to get out there and get our orders that we need.
Okay, I understand.
So if we separate this one, it helps.
All right. So I sent you an email. Did you receive it?
Well, I'm not looking at it, but I can check. Oh, Kevin Bice, huh? Do I see
it
right?
And I'm sorry, what was the name of your business?
Collins, Collins.
Oh, yeah, it's an email. Okay.
Collins of Texas, just like my email. Collins of Texas.
Got it.
.com, yeah. You can see our website.
Okay.
And you can feel free to buy some of those nice briefcases we have.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
See here.
Yeah,
And those are
most
all
important
Italian
one.
leather, I take it?
Oh, it's yeah, top notch. You know, it can't be any better. You know, you put this against any of those famous brands.
Oh wow, lots of luggage too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, for men we have some luggage, briefcase, top kit, you know, the wallet and stuff, and you know, men's we do have some exotics. We have regular leather wallets. We have, you know, crocodile. We have good stuff.
You guys get those crocs yourself?
Do we get the Crocs ourselves? What do you mean?
I'm just messing with you.
You know, these come from actually. Are you familiar with the brand called Hermes?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the leather we buy for the Croc, it comes from Hermes Farm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same quality of leather.
Where is that located?
In South Africa, the farms are in South Africa, but they're all tanneries are in Italy.
Gotcha.
They process the leather in Italy, but the, you know, the race, they've been buying all the croc farms. You know, the practically Hermes owns now most of ostrich and crocodile farms and then they, you know, they sell the inferior parts to others, but they tan the best one themselves, and that's where we get our leather.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That's in South Africa that they're buying up all the farms?
The farms are in South Africa, yes, but
Yeah.
the leather comes, good leather comes to Italy. The tanneries are in Italy.
Sure.
And manufacturings are in Italy.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, then, so, you know, the.
You don't have any prices on the website.
No, it kind of scares people. Yeah, those are the ones, they are very limited. People don't buy Croc, you know, $2,000 items. They don't buy those on the internet. Those are the ones we sell, we show in the trade shows. We like to get to the biggest stores with those, you know. Well, I don't know what the situation is in California now. I guess they outlawed some of these exotic leathers in
To have or
California.
to sell or to manufacture.
So there is some restrictions there,
Interesting.
but those are the ones we are looking to put in Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, you know, in the upper level of stores. They're very
Gotcha.
upscale. We have a bunch of them. Most of them are for women, but we have few items for men.
Yeah, I definitely see some really nice stuff on your website.
We are building upon a long history and following of a old Texas company. This company has been around since '46, and some of their item that now is being collected. Could you imagine, you know, these bags that they produced in the '50s and '60s, and now they are being traded and collected, and you know, we actually have a certificate that they send them to us. We certify them for authenticity and so forth. So it has, you know, there is history behind this company, and we are relaunching it.
Okay. Good stuff. Okay. Well, you have my contact information there. I know you received that email. So as soon as I get that information back, I'll get working on this for you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
You got it. And it was great meeting you. It was great talking to you. And like I said, I'll keep an eye out for that information to come back.
All right. Thank you.
You have a great day.